Shape of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Cthulhu by Keith Herber. And I think we should just jump right into it because it's kind of exciting, or it might be. So we're in Boston, in the old Cornwallis Mansion, and upstairs, Mr. Peterson, Mr. Wheeler, Mr. Weston, Mr. Cockrell, in the upstairs garret room, Mr. Cockrell having been knocked unconscious in a strange and large bleeding gash opened up across his chest. I'm not sure, Max, did you roll a sand roll for seeing that last time?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay.
I think my sand rolls I've been passing with flying colors, but it's just other rolls that I have not been doing so well on.
Fair enough. And meanwhile, outside, Mr. MacArthur and Mr. Dyer are having their own little private adventure. But let's start upstairs.
By the way, Jonathan, yeah, did forget about...
Oh, the time change.
Time. Yeah.
Fair enough. So let's start upstairs. Mr. Cockrell, you're kind of unconscious. Mr. Weston, you're looking down at his...
I think we pulled the glasses off them, right?
You did, yes.
Right, you made it to the glasses, right, yeah. I was going to... Oh my God, what happened? And try to attempt some first aid, I think, was my plan last time.
I'm sure Lionel would appreciate that.
That's probably in order. Yeah, let's see.
Lucy's character says, pulling out her gun.
Yeah. I'll fix him right up. Oh, and that is a hard success.
Okay. Mr. Cockrell, you can have one hit point and be roused from your...
Stupor.
Fainted unconsciousness.
All right. Oh.
Lionel. What happened?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
What? There was some creature. Where is it? And I sort of look around, you know, roll over and look left and right for this thing.
Don't move. Don't move. You're hurt.
You're bleeding. Just stop.
There was a creature, a thing, some sort of a big... clawed spider thing. It was in another world. You guys all disappeared.
Interesting.
That's one word, sure.
And it happened when you put these glasses on, you say?
I put the glasses on. I was going to read these letters, which are still now sort of crumpled in my hand, I imagine.
Maybe a little splattered with blood.
Well, maybe let me have those. I'll pull them out of his hand.
Let me read those.
You just rest.
Okay.
Okay, you can certainly take the letters, and let's cut outside. Mr. MacArthur, you have just seen a small blobby creature with a baby's head and tentacles with... mouths on the end of them that are tearing at your chicken carcass.
Flip
pop up out of the crevices between the rocks filling the well.
Yep. He flips open the canister and jumps onto the beast with his lighter.
Okay. Fair enough. And
pouring fuel and lighting him up.
Fair enough. Let's see. I know. Okay. you can certainly do that. Why don't you give yourself a D8 damage?
Meaning he burns himself for D8?
Yes.
So I've just lost half my hit points, 5 points of damage.
Okay. And why don't you make a con roll?
Con roll. 29 will make it.
Okay. As you are burning alive, as Mr. Dyer leaps forward to pull you out of the flames and throw you to the ground and starts rolling you around trying to beat the flames off. I presume you're not going to fight him in that, saying, no, no, let me die.
No, no, I'm not going to fight him.
Okay. Somebody take a note, please, that Sean can lose a D4 hit points from the fire. Those of you up in the garret room can hear some burning and yelling and screaming outside the window.
What is that? What is that thing? That noise?
Yeah.
I'll try to stand up.
Oh, Rory.
Harp, is that the sound of fire I hear?
And looking outside the window, you can see there's what appears to be a burning chicken carcass on top of the well, and then beside it, kind of in the grass, Mr. Dyer and Mr. MacArthur kind of rolling around, as Mr. Dyer is clearly trying to put out the fire on Mr. MacArthur.
All right, the cops. He's trying to cook. He's trying to cook dinner out there on the lawn. Yeah. Well, I think the cops may not come if an old lady screams for help in this neighborhood, but they're definitely going to come when they start seeing fire. I think it's time for us to go. Can you walk, Lionel?
I think so. I will, stand up and
grab our stuff and
we gotta get the old lady
down the stairs.
I'll pocket the lens, the glasses, and the papers, and
run down to the old lady out.
Yeah, I think we should. I mean, she's just an old lady, right?
Well, it's not like the house is burning,
right? Yet.
Well, so we get Lionel out of here, we should be okay. Yeah. I mean, not Lionel, Rory.
We can leave Elliot. We can have Elliot knock on her door. That'll be perfect. We've already got one note to an absent player. Leave more.
It seems like she must be aware of this creature. She's been feeding it. I don't know. We haven't seen the creature. Never mind. Chickens.
There's chicken. A burning chicken, but it's a moving chicken.
No, that's the actual chicken that we see.
I'm so confused right now.
Rory's having a barbecue on the front lawn. And the rest of us are going to join the party.
Yeah, amazing.
So as you guys come downstairs, yes, there is a the door is open. And there is an old woman standing there. What's that? Who are you?
Oh, dear.
Ma'am, your house is on fire. We or not the house there. Your property is on fire. We saw the flames that came in to let you know. We didn't see you. Is there anyone else in the house?
Just Jeremy. I mean, no.
Who?
Fire? What do you mean, fire?
Ma'am, it's very important. We need to leave everything behind and let's get you out of here.
I sort of am already stumbling down the stairs.
All right.
To the first floor there.
She will
find a pusher down the stairs as I go down. But we'll maybe we'll see what she says when I quiz her a little more about anyone in the house first.
She make a charm or persuade roll.
Okay. That's way too high a number. That's a 75. That's going to fail.
Well, I don't understand. What do you mean, fire? And she kind of starts tottering downstairs on her own, but...
Okay.
She's looking around. Who are you people? Why are you in my house?
I'll keep after her about other people who may be in the house or like that for safety. Maybe throw... You know what I'll do? Yeah, as she heads downstairs, I'll start throwing open the doors upstairs real quick.
There is no one else in the house.
Yeah, luckily Elliot gave a good search up here.
Oh, did he? I know he got the winner. Yeah. Okay.
I think he got to all of them that were not hers.
Okay, perfect then.
So she'll eventually make it downstairs and, you know, looking out the back, she'll see Mr. Dyer and Rory. Nick, what are you doing here?
I forgot he knew her.
She's sharp.
And so Nick, having put the flames out on Rory, and just left Rory lying in the grass right now, will be able to mollify her. So,
excellent.
Because he's charming.
He is.
Rory's getting up and having a look into the fire to see if he can see the beast.
You can see a burned chicken carcass. And it seems to be covered with kind of a smoldering slime.
I need another chicken. He runs back inside.
And you can see the creature clearly burned up. Now there's
the creature
burned bits of tentacles. There's a half of a baby's head. Kind of still on fire, just a single tongue of flame burning out of its eyeball.
Rory's probably entranced by the flames at the moment.
I think everyone else can make a sand roll for seeing that.
Yeah.
What about the lady? Oh, God.
That was a 94.
Hey, I rolled a 94 as well.
Cool.
It is a burning baby's
tail,
head,
by the way.
So rather than the whole creature, though. So,
oh, God.
Maybe a D2 for a success and a D6 for the failure. I'll just kind of cut it in half.
Great. Six. Five.
And so there you are.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Orin is not very sane at all.
Speaking of Mr. Weston, the letters that you were about to look at, there are two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So before all the excitement happened, you were able to see at least a couple things. First, they are both postmarked from the same city, that being Klausenburg, Romania, and they are both in German.
Oh, well, that's no help to me.
You mean you're no help?
Yeah.
Wow, mm-hmm. We will have to find some other smart cookie. That is a shame. I don't speak German either.
Well, we're going to look back to the ants and go, I found the slug monster.
The what? Oh, that's right. Oh, where was it?
In there. And I'm pointing to the flames.
In the pile of rocks? What?
Yeah, it came up oozing through the rocks when I put a chicken on it.
I think I assume the fire has more or less burned out by now.
Yeah.
Just a gasoline and
thank you very much.
Baby fire. I've heard those don't last very long.
Oh, now, do we have to burn down the house?
I don't think there's any reason to burn the house.
Agreed. No burning of the house.
Can I make a psychology roll on this old lady and see if she is indeed doddering?
You may.
Make one on Rory and see if he's going to burn down the house.
psychology is really low. Let's see. Oh, actually, that's on the nose, though. That's a 20. I think that's no, it's not base, but I have 10, so it, or 10 more in there, so 20 is a success.
Yeah, she is quite crazy.
Okay. So whatever her crimes, she's gone now. I will kind of... the question is, should we punish her for her crimes, I guess?
Well, it seems like it was the not her. I mean, she may be crazy, but it was the previous, the doctor. I'm guessing it was the doctor and not the sister of the doctor who's the real culprit.
Well, that was her brother.
I could be completely wrong, but...
Well, you're right, but I mean, how much is he complicit by keeping... We know Jeremy was the kid.
Nephew around?
Yeah, the nephew around and alive.
Yeah, but it's family.
His family. Well, let's leave her alone. We can always have a talk about it. Right now, we should leave before the cops come, and we can always come back and take care of her later if we need to. Or maybe we can try to talk to her. She seems to like Nick. Get him to talk to her about things if we need to. She could be a source of information.
Sure.
Right now, I don't think she's going to do anything.
I think with that, I'm sort of halfway to the van.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, so Nick takes a few minutes to get Sarah kind of settled back in the house. And he will just come out and join you in the van. He will share his suspicions that he thinks that Sarah had been feeding Jeremy. But there were a lot of chickens, and some of them were just rotting in the kitchen. Maybe she just got old and she forgot.
That's what I was thinking, is that when she forgets to feed this thing, it goes out hunting.
And, yeah, and eats children.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, sure.
See, the bonfire was a good thing. Mm.
Again, I mean, the question is whether it's worth, at this late stage, whether it's worth punishing her for her.
I think the real question is whether we've actually gotten rid of the trouble. I don't have any interest in punishment. That's not my game. I mean, I was interested in understanding this world, I thought. I'm getting less interested in that. It seems a little deadly. But punishment's definitely not my, like, I don't know.
Well, unless it's going to come back from it, the burnt bits that's there.
Meanwhile, Miss McEwen, who is waiting in the van... So what happened?
Oh, that's great. That means I didn't lose any sound.
Wait, why are we in Boston?
Yeah. You still have the glasses, Oren?
I think between Oren and Lucy, we grabbed everything that was up there. Although all the test tubes that he has... I don't know if those are going to be...
Yes. I have the glasses and the letters.
And the journal.
Wow. Yeah, there's something interesting going on with those. glasses that we will definitely need to figure out.
No, Rory just looks down at himself and goes, I think I need a doctor, and then promptly collapses.
Well, and everyone else just chuckles rather than rushing.
Let's,
rushing him to the hospital.
Let's drop him off on the way to some place we can look at this information.
Drive by the Emerge at Boston General, toss him out the door and speed away.
We'll be nice and slow down to about 2 miles an hour.
the hospital will take him in.
I feel like I should go in too, but I don't know how I'd even start to explain this, so hopefully I'll just heal up.
Then make your way back to Denny's. Figure out what to do next.
There we go.
Perhaps just a good night's sleep. What do
you think? Yeah. So you think, I guess it's really on Nick, is the only one here who saw what happened, for him to confirm that he thinks that something got destroyed.
He does.
Yeah. So if that was it, there should be no more. But, now I want to know what these letters say. That's really what I'm excited about.
Wait a minute. Didn't, thinking of connections for this whole thing, didn't we have a German letter back in, was it Salem? The first act, exactly, yeah. Way back when we were doing things near our home?
Yes, there was the, up at the vacation house where we found the body.
It was the guy.
It was the guy who had brought those people back and was and torturing them, right? I mean, that was the guy that got the letter. It was something referring to the bringing the people back, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So
maybe the Germans have some extra knowledge about all this stuff.
It's true. I mean, it's a whole country. It doesn't have to be the same guy, but sure seems like a coincidence.
Well, I guess we'll get them translated and find out, maybe.
That's true. I mean, what could be in there? There's nothing too dangerous, I'm sure.
Well, now what I'm curious about is, I hope it talks about the glasses.
Oh.
They were together in the, they were in the same box. As if they had something to do with each other.
Sorry, quick question, Jim.
Yeah.
Slightly off topic. With Rory being in hospital, and he's probably going to be in hospital for a little while, should I bring in his sister?
That's kind of where I was headed next. So I presume at this point everyone is eventually just going to fall asleep because it's been a kind of a long day.
Yeah.
Question to Gary. And do you want to keep going with Rory? Do you want to just leave him in hospital for a while and go in a different direction? What are you thinking, character-wise?
I'm thinking leave him in hospital for a bit, let him get a bit more sane, and I mean, he can be he can become my backup character.
He can always show up later. You never know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not going to go wrong.
Okay. So who are you? Who are you going with next?
Sylvia MacArthur. She is a writer, an author of the occult.
And where does she live?
Probably say she lives in Boston. She's the black sheep of the family.
What a remarkable coincidence. So come the next morning then, assuming the rest of the group is okay with this, we can say that someone would think to call Sylvia to let her know that Rory's in hospital.
And conveniently, right here in Boston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And even more conveniently, she has German.
And so... And so having made that phone call, Sylvia would probably go visit Rory, make sure he's being taken care of, and then come find the group at Denny's for a late breakfast to see what's going on, what happened.
So,
well, first off, translate this, please.
That might explain what happened.
Okay. She takes a look at the paperwork.
How much German do you have?
20%.
Oh, that's plenty then.
But I found the old German letter that we got from the first place. It was from the Baron H. lead that kind of went nowhere, if I remember correctly.
Very good.
So if these letters are from Baron H,
then we've got to deal with Baron H.
There you go. There's a handout for you.
Oh, dang.
Baron H. Baron H.
Dear Dr. Cornwallis, congratulations on your discovery. All you have told me indicates that this child is the one. Praise Shub-Niggurath. The prophecy will be fulfilled. I am enclosing copies of the lineage you requested. This should verify beyond a doubt that the boy is the one. He bears the mark, and the stars are right. Hail Yog-Sothoth, Hauptmann.
Ho!
And then a second letter. Dear Dr. Cornwallis, everything is moving according to plan. I should be arriving in America May 27th to take charge of young Master Edward. I hope you have properly prepared the boy for the journey. We must not lose our chances this time. The stars do not promise another birth for over a century, and the Brotherhood grows impatient. I have been in contact with the parents, and they understand our interest and purpose. I expect no interference from that quarter. He is the typical short-sighted man of business, and his company is already benefiting from his decision. They will be quite content, I think. I will bring with me a present, a gift from the Brotherhood for your invaluable services. It is a pair of spectacles that I have constructed. I will instruct you in their proper use when I arrive. Hail Yog-Sothoth, Baron Hauptmann. Okay.
That was a lot to grab a hold of there. Maybe not so many concepts, but a lot to swallow, I guess. Oh, this guy.
So the son who was born to the parents, so Dr. Cornwallis, I'm so confused. So there was this stillborn kid of the Cornwallises. And this child is the one. It sounds as if... So who got paid off? And who's Edward? Because this boy was named Jeremy?
Yeah. We need to maybe...
Yeah, Jeremy.
Let's do a little bit of research maybe and see if we can get birth certificates or something like that for two children.
There's Jeremy, who died at birth, theoretically. Oh, we can go back to the family crypt and look for a...
Master Edward.
Or a Master Edward.
The...
Something, well, many things are not adding up, but...
Well, we know that Hauptmann... Well, is there a date on the letters, Jim?
Oh, hang on a second. I have been in contact with the parents, and they understand that our interests and purpose. So he's talking to Cornwallis about the parents.
Yeah, that's what's confusing me. Some other right. So maybe Jeremy really was stillborn, and then for some reason this Edward is the kid who just got burned up.
So yes, the letters are dated in the. Make sure I get my dates right based on what we said before. Are dated from the 60s.
Oh, okay. And we're in the 80s, and it was '71 is when Jeremy died at birth. So this is even before that. And the newspapers don't have anything about anything in the 60s. There was the murders in 70. So maybe there's some strange combination thing going on here. But it said that he was coming to take charge of Master Edward. So Master Edward should be not here.
Right. He should be with the Baron in Germany, I guess.
Maybe he put on the glasses, and whatever attacked me wasn't one of the two of them. One of them was, Cornwallis was all gashed up, and then his wife was shot with a bullet, it seemed like. So maybe the whole baby thing is because of the creature, that because of the glasses. Maybe the glasses unleashed a creature, and that led to all of this. All of this horror.
Well, let me clear up one piece of that. So Dr. Cornwallis was not all gashed up. Certainly not in the way that you were.
Okay. He was somethinged.
There was a knife wound. A single knife wound.
That's right. Okay. Single knife wound. That's right. Okay. We had just thought he was going to be gashed up, but he wasn't.
To the chest. That right. That's what happened. I will also remind, especially Mr. Weston, that there is a journal that has not been read as well.
Okay, well, I will get to that. I did have a question about that first German letter from Baron H to Herr Timmons.
Mm-hmm.
Was that letter considerably old? So much older than these two letters? Since he was directing the letter to Herr Timmons? Or is it a recent letter?
It is considerably older.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense. So it sounds like this Baron H is using similar magics to stay alive much longer than he should.
I can't believe I just made the leap. But it just dawned on me that Timmons and Mercy Booth are roughly contemporary, right? We may be dealing with two, outbreaks.
They are indeed. You are correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Journal time for me.
Question.
Yeah.
Can you catch me up on what Rory was up to? He seemed a bit out of sorts when I saw him.
Your brother had a thing for fire.
He's sort of had a thing for fire since he was young.
Well, he hasn't lost that.
Here's a journal. A large series of notes.
Okay, she reads the journal.
Yeah, long story short, Rory was our friend. We got caught up in an investigation.
As you do.
And things escalated quickly.
did Rory have some type of mythos-y backstory like some of us did for this go-round? Something related to his family that she might actually be aware of?
Not really.
Okay.
But she's more occulty than Rory is.
Got you, but there's nothing we can say. Hey, remember that time when Rory used to talk about that thing? Well, it turns out that's true. Okay. On to the journal.
Sorry, Andrea. This looks interesting. Do you mind if I help you guys out?
Well, and what is it you do, miss?
I'm an author. And she pulls out a business card. I write books about the occult.
You have business cards?
Yes. Whew.
This is a whole new level of sophistication.
You're a little upscale for us, but...
Right. She's actually dressed up really nice and neat, you know.
Have you ever been the manager of a band?
Occult, you say?
I don't have Rory's taste in music.
I will throw out some questions properly testing of her occult knowledge.
Why don't you make opposing occult rolls?
Oh. Occult off.
Nice.
Get a massive corner. Headache and retreat to bed.
Well, I rolled a 06.
Oh, much more occulty than me.
Which is extreme success.
And yeah, what kind of success did you get?
Regular success, yeah. For me.
Yeah, so Mr. Weston, you can tell that Miss MacArthur, you know, knows her occult, and she probably knows more than you do.
Well, I am happy to have someone I can finally talk to.
And the rest of us are also happy to have someone he can finally talk to.
Oh, so many theories to share with you. And yeah, so I guess we'll get to reading this journal. And then
interesting, yeah.
You've heard the other stuff to catch up on. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got some homework. You have a lot to read.
She'll start reading the journals.
And I'll check up on the new one.
Okay.
See what's in there.
So it is in Latin. Give me a Latin roll again.
Latin. Regular success.
Okay, fair enough. So you already know that this was Dr. Cornwallis's journal. You had read the last entry. So from the journal, you know, it takes you not too long to get through it. It's pretty straightforward. So Dr. Cornwallis was a member of something that he refers to as the Brotherhood, which appears to be some kind of group or club or, I don't know, charity organization or cult or, I don't know, you know, whatever kind of description you want to ascribe to it. But he refers to it as being very old. And the purpose of the Brotherhood is they were waiting for the birth of someone that they called the Child. And the head of the Brotherhood was a Baron Hauptmann, who is always referred to as being somewhere in Romania. And in 1960, Dr. Cornwallis found who he thought was the Child here in America, in Boston, and notified Hauptmann that he believed he had found the Child. In 1970, Dr. Cornwallis brought The child, who he refers to as Edward, to come live with him and his wife for a number of months. At which point, Hauptmann came to Boston to collect Edward in returning to Europe with him and leaving a gift for Dr. Cornwallis. Then there is an entry in October of 1970 that describes some kind of accident involving Hauptmann's gift, the spectacles, the glasses, and Mrs. Cornwallis. Dr. Cornwallis doesn't go into a lot of detail as to exactly what the accident was, but it is shortly thereafter that he starts referring to his wife as expecting a child. And then the journal ends in July of 1971 with the birth of Jeremy and Dr. Cornwallis attempting to keep Jeremy alive in the basement tub.
So imagine if that thing had made me pregnant. That's a little upsetting. Are you talking, Max?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a very, very interesting timeline.
So this child is somewhere out there in the world, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it can't be anything good.
And can I would roll venture on, to guess that I would venture that Hauptmann is still alive out there somewhere as well. Well,
yes,
alive or undead.
Well, it doesn't have to be the same Hauptmann, you know, these things that could be the Baron Hauptmann
true.
That's
Baron.
Currently alive.
Yes, that's true. However, with our history of
yes.
old things still being alive, like witches and
yes.
old people from much longer ago than they should be.
It's entirely possible. This
I
is
would think it's the same Hauptmann.
Yeah, it could be Hauptmann in someone else's body as well, the same Hauptmann.
Oh, yeah, it could.
Well, it could be Hopped Lady.
Yeah, yes. Baroness Hauptmann.
So, this leads back to Romania, then.
Sure. I failed my mythos role on whatever that Yog-Sothoth is that... is being referred to.
I make my mythos roll with a 14.
This is not the first time we've come across the Yog-Sothoth thing, I think, too, because I think a while back I made a mythos roll on it successfully and mentioned that it was something.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, something that's not good.
Yeah.
We're not going to go to Romania, are we?
Well, I've heard they have a huge punk scene there.
And you know what? I've always wanted to go to Romania. It's very interesting occult-wise. You know, vampires and that sort of stuff.
Hmm. Well...
Sylvia says as she looks up from the journal that she's reading.
Hmm. I mean, I bet we could get some gigs over there.
European tour?
Yeah, I think it's time.
Is that really our best move? I mean, is there a way to
music over there?
Look into this from here?
You don't want to go to Europe?
I don't know. That guy's clearly, he's clearly tied up in it, but that's a big step.
It's true.
Is there anything we can do but before we try to take off, I guess, is really what I mean.
Well, we can shoot that video.
That's true. That's true. Although, you know, we could always shoot a video with, you know, don't they have those old buildings in the background? You know? Yeah.
You want to use her house?
Maybe a castle or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Find something like that over there.
Yeah, I'm certain we could find castles easier in Europe than we could here in America.
That's what I mean, yeah. Something with a lot of old stone.
Well, punks are very big in Europe, I've heard.
Yeah,
it's true.
Well, I guess it's settled then. European tour. Here we come.
Well, do we know exactly where we're going?
Romania.
Romania.
Well, maybe a stint in the library first to see about if we can track down where maybe in Romania we might be headed.
Or anything at all about Baron Hauptmann. Yeah.
Klausenberg, Romania, is where the letters are postmarked from.
Ah, okay. We have a...
We can see how big the town is, at least start and see if...
Exactly.
They probably have a castle, right? If it's a barony, shouldn't be too hard to find the baron.
The baron, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure they live in a big modern house, though. No one still lives in those things, do they?
I don't know. If you're that old, you might.
Jim, quick question. From an occult point of view, does this township in Romania pop up in my knowledge?
Make a... How about just an education roll?
Education roll? Okay. 22. That's a hard success.
It's in Transylvania. Which is, of course, part of Romania. And there are a few occult ties to Transylvania, yes.
Yes. Dracula being one of them. So this isn't actually in Transylvania. I've heard of this place. Seems to... So definitely a lot of occult. Could be good for a seed for a new book. I'm definitely up for a trip.
Maybe you can get a large enough advance from your publisher to take the rest of us.
I wonder if we'll be able to rent a van over there.
Well, you guys, you guys still have the money from the gold and the...
Yeah.
Reward from Mrs. Lamond, too.
That's right.
Yeah. We can buy a plane ticket with that reward.
Round trip, hopefully.
Well, for one person, yeah, no problem.
Yeah. In the 80s, a flight to the Romania...
Well, I mean, you don't want to buy everyone a round trip ticket. That's kind of presumptuous.
Exactly. We're not all going to make it.
Presumptuous.
I'm sure you can save money just by going one way.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, rock, paper, scissors. Well, I mean, there's always the possibility of finding money once we get over there. Of course, you know, we get some gigs and. See if we can see what we can line up.
Would we fly our instruments over I mean, are we going to try to be, you know, go with that as a cover story that we're in town for a video or something?
I think we should do it for real.
Or do it for real? Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously we have to look for the count.
That's true. We do have a lot of material. I mean, like we've been telling people, we actually do have a lot of material for songs.
Yeah.
I'm going to write to my publisher, telling him about I've got a lead for a new occult novel in Romania. See if I can get an advance.
And when you say write to, I presume you mean just call?
Oh, cool. Sorry. Sorry, not the 20s.
Yeah, we can perform that new song that we've been working on called Flaming Chicken Carcass.
And yes, your publisher says that he's sure you've done all the research that you need to of the places that you're going ahead of time, and is more than willing to send you and a couple of research assistants out there.
Cool. Excellent. Thank you very much. I'll probably have a couple, say a day or two here to do a little bit more, and then, yeah. By the way, my literature skill is 63. My art craft literature.
You're so, a pretty good writer.
Yeah.
Even better.
So I feel like we had been worried a little bit about how folks were doing in New York and what happened to our friend there when we got called off to Boston.
You've got this person Paul Lamond that you were talking about who pointed you here to Boston. Do you want to check up with him? Maybe he's having more bizarre dreams.
Well, I'm sure he is. We can't really talk to him anymore directly.
More concerned about his safety, I think, at this point.
Well, and also who this Roger fellow is, yeah, and what he might be.
He and his friends. Getting up to. Yeah, the ones that checked him out early from the hospital.
Yeah.
I wonder. I was going to say, I wonder if Paul wouldn't be safer with us. That's probably the craziest thing I've said so far. Forget that.
All right.
No matter what's going on at his house, even if there's, you know, a big gang of gangsters outside of his house with Tommy guns pointed in or something, he's going to be safer there than with us.
Yep.
So I can pay for myself and two more people for flights to Romania. But I'd like to do some research first about this township and this baron.
That's great. I'd like to spend a week in bed healing up. So
probably healthy for all of us to do a little bit of resting.
You know, this is not something we've ever done before, but aren't there rules? Maybe you can talk to someone to maybe help heal your mental state as well.
Yes.
Just saying, I might want to explore those.
Does anybody else want to join me in the library?
No, I think I'll be going to my psychiatrist for a little bit.
Okay. So, Jim, I'm going to be library and also studying the original journals.
Okay. So, we have some research to do. So there's some research going on. There's some visiting of the psychiatrists going on. There's some visiting of the doctors going on. Kind of the question is, you know, how long do you guys want to be doing these things? Like a week or a day or two?
I would say no more than a week.
And then you
gotta get going or else the trail's gonna start to go cold.
Because it's already 30 years old. I mean, these letters are old.
Yeah, the most recent was 10 years ago with the boy, right? Or yeah. More than 10 years. What year is that? 88? So 18 years or so?
But I wouldn't want to spend more than a week researching, because after that, there's not much more I'll be able to learn.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do this. So first of all, everyone in the group, except for Sylvia, can have a D6 San for saving the children of Boston.
Oh, perfect.
Does Rory get the D6 San?
Yes, Rory can have the D6 San as well.
Cool.
And everyone can have another D6 San for a week spent drinking and perhaps playing a few gigs or two. Visiting their psychologist of choice or their mind-altering substances of choice or whatever.
I take it that doesn't include Rory.
Some combination in between.
Yeah, that does not include Rory.
Yeah.
And then everyone who needs it can have 6 hit points from hospitals and doctors and et cetera and so forth.
Rory's back to start, but I think Sylvia's going to put Rory into a mental hospital for a little while.
He definitely needs it.
Because he's got 2 major insanities now. 2 major phobias. Or...
Fair enough.
He's trouble.
On the research front, you are able to find a fair bit of information about Klausenberg, Romania. The city itself of Klausenberg currently is currently known as Cluj, C-L-U-J. And there is a barony near Klausenberg that was first established in 1242. By a Baron Hauptmann who had been expelled from the Knights of the Teutonic Order for heresy. And then came to Romania, and then it was a descendant of his in 1242 who drove off the Mongols from the area and built a castle. The King of Hungary in 1348, the King of Hungary, Louis the Great, had some difficulties with the barony at the time, and had sent, although there's no description of exactly why or what, just some irregularities, perhaps they weren't paying their taxes. And sent a patrol to investigate, but that patrol was apparently the victim of some bandits in the area, and nothing ever came of it. In 1389, Castle Hauptmann was besieged by the Turkish army, but for reasons unknown, after 4 days, the Turks broke the siege and just left, and instead went on to conquer Wallachia. In 1628, a local monk led the villagers to storm the castle, killing the baron. At the time, And the castle was unoccupied until 1792, when the area was reconquered from the Turks by Austria. And some distant descendant of the Hauptmann line, returned to claim the family lines and title. And there's no information since then.
Interesting. Oh, and do I get much from this journal that they had?
Just the same thing that has already been. Nothing new.
Okay.
So a restful, peaceful week passes in Providence.
Who was it that actually killed? I think it was 1648. Actually slew the Baron.
1628.
A peasant revolt, actually. Gotcha.
Peasants and monks.
What roughly the did we have a date on the Timmins? I'm trying to put that in here. Well, there's a big leap, I guess. 1349, I think the Turkish army was besieging the Baron, and then the next item is in 1628. So there's a big leap, but so it doesn't really matter. I guess I was trying to figure out when the Timmins letter was sent, whether it was before or after that point when the Baron was supposed to be killed.
I don't know that you have a particular date on that, but it is around in that time frame.
Gotcha.
Question, do we have any mythos books?
Yes.
The group.
You certainly do.
Do they let Sue if we get hit her hands on them?
That's really going to be a question for Mr. Weston. Maybe Mr. Wheeler. He's read one of them. Mr. Weston doesn't really want to, though, I guess. He's thinking not. Specifically in terms of books, it's the English translation of the Nicotic manuscripts that you got in New York.
Okay, yeah.
The thing that we've
the one with the metal covers and the vellum pages. Sorry, Edwin.
I was just thinking that we're also ignoring these fantastic glasses as we go through this week.
I don't know if ignoring them or kind of cautiously glancing at them from time to time.
From time to time, exactly.
Yeah, sure. Oh, she says, and you said they did what?
How different from Rory are you?
Oh, she's completely different.
I'm just asking. No, I'm literally asking her that question.
Oh, well, what do you mean? What do you mean by how different?
When Rory got curious about something, there was no stopping him from diving in.
I have. You know, curiosity has always been a trait of our family, but I tend to be more.
You possess some self-control, just like a normal amount.
Yeah, you could say that. I'm not that much like Rory, and I won't jump into things and do crazy things like he does.
Well, these glasses, as far as I can tell, either took me to another world or brought another world to me. And it was not a nice place. And apparently that's what happened at some point. Something must have happened with Dr. Cornwallis, and he apparently was even given instruction on how to use them. But unfortunately, it seems like that must not have been written down anywhere.
Do you mind if I have a look and you can pull them off if...
No. No, that's exactly what I was talking about. I think, in fact, well, that's a good question. So if we're going to see this Baron, we could bring them with us. Otherwise, I'm tempted to just get ourselves a safe deposit box and stick them in there till we come back.
I can't think of any good. I don't know that we shouldn't just smash them. I mean...
Well...
Who's actually going to use them?
Well, it depends. What's needed, right? What has to get done? I mean, what if it ends up being the only way to stop something? Brotherhood. He built these, Baron did, apparently.
Yeah, he built the glasses, which is crazy. Yeah.
Well, we don't... You never hear stories about people using things like this to stop the bad guys. You just hear the bad guys, you know, Mercy Booth certainly wasn't trying to stop anybody. You know, Timmons wasn't trying to stop anybody. You know,
well, let's compromise and let's stick them in a bank vault while we're gone. And then if we don't learn anything, we can smash them later. But at least they won't be with us. We won't be tempted to use them.
Well, I've already got a bank here in Boston.
No, that's fine. I'll go to another one. Yeah. Maybe two of us should go in case one of us doesn't make it back. We can co-sign on it.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe you can leave some information behind.
Help you with that.
All right. You seem like you've been doing all right. Ish. Sure. Yeah, let's go find a bank.
Easy enough. You can drop the glasses into a safe deposit box and take the keys.
Yep.
Perfect.
All right. Off to Europe. Rock and roll.
Yep.
Okay, so you fly to Bucharest?
Sure. Is this a tick rolling thing or just a little bit of sand?
No, you can actually, yeah, thank you for reminding me. Yes, everyone can roll your ticks during that week as well. It's definitely a tick rolling thing.
All right, we've passed that with failure.
I'll roll Rory's later.
Oh, man. I've rolled so far an 08 and an 09. Not very useful. Oh, but my fast talk. There we go.
Nice.
That's it.
Okay. Well, two out of three ain't bad for me.
I'm on one out of three, but that's still not bad. A little fast talk can't hurt. Hey, what language do they speak in Romania?
Romanian?
I guess that'd be Romanian.
Yeah, but they would also speak German as well.
Yep, in some parts of the country.
Well, that's lucky for us, or at least for you. I'm going to buy a phrase book, a little Berlitz, Berlitz phrase book.
In Romania, for Romanian?
I'm thinking German.
German, okay.
I'm thinking that might be hard to find one in Romania and even in Providence.
Well, you could also pick one up when you get to Bucharest, too.
Yeah, no, when we get there, I'll buy something else. But start, we'll do a little bit of a little German.
So fair enough. You all buy your economy class tickets. Providence to Boston to Frankfurt to Bucharest. Bucharest, you can take a train or bus to Klausenburg.
Crazy. And maybe we'll get a little bit of a history lesson from Sylvia as we go.
Yes. She'll talk all about, specifically the occult history of the place.
Well, and it'd be nice to know the population and where you can get a good sandwich and, you know, useful stuff also.
She's more focused on part of the research. She probably did that kind of research as well, but she's more focused on the occult.
I mean, that stuff's not real. Oh, boy. All right. I guess we'll go find the youth hostel.
Oh, you do find her very charming. She does have a 60 charm.
Oh, good. Just like Nick. You guys will get along great. So yeah, what is this little village, city of Klausenburg like?
Well, Klausenburg itself is quite a nice town. It is fairly large.
Okay.
Population. Around 300,000.
Oh. There you go.
It's a very old city, founded in 1213. It's kind of in the northwest of Romania.
Is it walled in? Is it an old walled city, or like the inner part has an old city in the middle?
Something like that. Yes. Very ornate architecture. Big fancy buildings. Now you know, of course, that the Castle Hauptmann is outside the city. The castle is actually about 30 miles away from the city, near a small village called Drovozna.
Okay. And I assume there'll be some bus service out there.
There is bus service to Drovozna. And you can certainly, there is certainly a kind of small, not particularly pleasant, but at least it's a roof and something pretending to be a bed, youth hostel.
You know what's missing, though? I bet there's not any Denny's.
There is no Denny's in Drovozna. That's true.
C- Sylvia won't stay in a youth hostel. She'll probably stay in a proper hotel.
There are no proper hotels in Drevozna.
So are we spending the night in Klausenberg, or are we heading straight to Drevozna? I guess we can head straight to Drevozna.
So there's only really the hostels sort of type places.
Yep.
Okay.
There are some very nice hotels in Klausenberg, but so you could certainly stay there the first night when you kind of arrive and get your bearings. Probably walk around, look at the city a little bit, and then figure out what you want to do.
Yeah. So what's the plan? Are we just going to go confront this guy? Or
are we going to go
rumors we can
under the cover of the band again? We had talked about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd go and say that I'm looking into the history of his family, looking about writing a book about it, his family line.
That works for you, but I don't know if the rest of us could come with you, and we don't exactly look like researchers.
Well,
I might be the least researchery guy. Yeah. Now that I look around and Rory's gone, I kind of stand out.
So you get up in the morning and take the bus service to
Drevozna.
So in Drevozna there is not much. Like say there is a small inn, and there's kind of a youth hostel attached to the inn. Kind of serves both purposes, and a few small houses. Probably not more than a couple hundred people here. And there's a mountain rising above the village, and you can look up and on the crest of the mountain, you can see the castle. It's not in the best of shape. Even from down here, you can see it's kind of falling apart. Go ahead.
Touristy stuff at all? Like, is there sort of a tchotchke shop or anything like that in town, or is it?
There is not.
Okay.
Is there a library?
There is not. So as you kind of get off the bus and look around and see the castle, a gentleman comes out of the inn. The bus stop is kind of at the inn. Ah, good. We have other visitors. Welcome, welcome.
Other visitors.
I am Drobny. Please come in. You were wanting beds.
Yes. Do you have please. Other visitors?
Yes. Kopechi. He is student. Please come in.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Sort of look around, surprised at the rest of us.
Did Kimberly come with us?
I assume so.
Unless, she's been very quiet.
Miss McEwen wanted to stay in Providence.
Yeah, Miss McEwen is trying to catch up on what's going on.
She woke up, found herself in Boston, and now suddenly she's in Romania. What's going on here? When you go in the inn, there are a number of villagers, five or six of them, kind of sitting around a table with large mugs of ale. And Drobny kind of leaves you inside and upstairs and shows you some bunks. And as he does so, he says, You should make sure to hold on to your things. There are gypsies outside the village. They don't want to lose anything.
Definitely not.
Yes, we have so much. Wonderful.
Maybe we get some of those guys in the video, the background or something.
Sure.
What does this guy look like? He's a student, but what is he? Is he?
No, he's the student. Is the other visitor? I think.
Right, yes. But I mean, what is he like? Does he seem well off? You know, kind of a rich kid.
He seems not there at the moment.
Not here at the moment, right?
Kopechi, yes, he will be back in the evening. He is in the mountains doing student things. I
question,
don't know what he does.
Is there a current baron in the castle?
Drobny crosses himself when you say that. He is not a nice man.
Hardly surprising.
From downstairs, you can hear someone call out something in a language that you don't understand. Ah, you see, I must bring them more ale. Moment.
Of course.
Please, if you need anything, just ask. And he disappears back downstairs.
Interesting. Okay. So this current baron isn't very popular.
Listen rolls?
Sure. Ooh, 0-1. That's my success for the session.
You hear every word the Baron is
20 saying. Normal success.
A minute or two after Drobny disappears downstairs, you can hear raised voices downstairs. Although, again, you don't speak the language, so who knows what they're saying. All right, and then after just a minute or two of that, you hear the door to the inn open and slam closed.
Are we looking out? Does our room look out across the front of the inn?
Probably.
I'll have a look out the window to see who.
The group of men who were sitting around drinking when you came in, they are standing outside the inn and appear to be talking amongst themselves and gesticulating, kind of pointing, actually pointing up towards you.
Yeah.
And they look up and they see you looking down at them, and they talk amongst themselves for a moment more, and then they kind of head off into the village.
Place that doesn't like strangers, except for the innkeeper.
Yes. I'm wondering if they may work for the Baron.
Seems possible. But, yes. You know, they're here, not there.
Surely, yeah. Not everybody in the town can work for the Baron. Well, the innkeeper clearly doesn't like him, or at least sounds that way.
So back to the earlier question about, is there a library and a Denny's in town and that sort of thing? other than the inn and the castle up on the hill, the town is basically just small houses kind of grouped around each other. Although there is a fairly old looking, small but kind of ornate Gothic cathedral.
Yeah, so the best library would be up in the castle.
Take it we're not just going to be able to walk in there.
Why not?
Don't we suspect this Baron is trying to summon some great evil?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, but we can walk in there. I mean, I can use the whole doing research about Romania and the history of Romania's baronies, and we might be able to get to scout out the castle.
Yeah, they might just let us walk in and do some research on Yog-Sothoth. Seems worth a try.
Well, if Rory was here, he would suggest burning the castle down, so it's always an option.
I wonder what that student up in the mountains is doing, if he's at the barony, or... I mean, I don't know what else is up there in the mountains. It seems likely if he's up there that he's... What's that? He might be useful.
Well, he would have said up in the castle, right?
Well, he might not have told the innkeeper if the innkeeper doesn't like... I mean, you just never know.
That's true. I'm curious. Maybe he's the boy.
Oh. Well, maybe.
He'd be about 20 now, right? I mean, if he was born in around 1960, well, he'd be about 28. That's true. I don't know why he'd be staying here.
No, if the Baron has the boy... Wouldn't he be up in the castle with the Baron so the Baron can keep an eye on him?
Well, the Baron had the boy, but the guy's 28 or so now. So, I mean, you very well could have raised him, and the boy could have gone off and do whatever evil things.
Whatever it is, you boys who are the
the chosen the one does. Yeah.
The chosen one doing.
Now he's back for a visit with Pops.
Yeah.
We could ride around and speak to his...
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, he'll be here this evening and we can talk to him and sort of see what's going on.
Yeah. Do we have kind of the whole day before us? Did we arrive in the morning? I forget. Or is it thick one? Okay.
Yep. Mid-morning.
Okay. So that might be a bit much to wait on him all day.
Can you go for a walk first?
Yeah. I mean, you don't really have too many ideas. I mean, are we going with the lead that we're doing band stuff, except for, technically we could be two different groups, you know? I mean, we could be the author.
Got some locations?
Yeah. I mean, we could go with that and see what we have around, maybe even take some pictures or film some stuff or... You know, sure. We really should have hired a guide. Maybe we can hire a guide. Maybe we should have got one before we left this morning. Somebody who speaks the language for us.
Yeah.
Just wave our arms around and talk loudly. We'll be fine.
Try German. Yeah, that happens.
You got a book, right?
Yeah, I got this little guidebook here.
Mm-hmm. And I'll try talking to the people in German.
Yeah, well, let's go out and see what's around the countryside here.
Yeah, maybe we've got a camera, take some pictures. Maybe it's the 88, so we've got video cameras.
Yeah,
maybe we've got one of those with us, handheld.
Question: does anybody like the idea of coming up with me to just introduce ourselves and do the whole researching?
I'd like to do that after we talk to this student, someone who can give us a little lay of the land.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay.
I mean, I think it seems like a good plan. I mean, other than getting us all killed. But, yeah, maybe we can go for a walk. And, I mean, if we run into them walking, then I guess we can certainly have that story in hand ready if you don't like the other story. Maybe we happen to meet on the airplane coming over, and that's why we're happen to be here, both of us. Crazy coincidence. Author banned.
So the plan for the moment is to just wander around the village and the surrounding area, and
yeah, I think the village and a little bit up into the hills would be good.
I might actually go for a wander into the church. Looking at the symbolisms on the church and that sort of stuff, seeing if there's anything occult-wise.
Okay. So Mrs. MacArthur is going to go visit the cathedral. And everyone else is... Anyone going with her? Anyone going anywhere else?
Is there anything like a walking path up into the hills, sort of towards the castle?
There is a very rutted old cart path that winds its way from the village, kind of up around. Very clearly, it leads up to the castle, although it's not a direct shot. Winds its way up the mountainside. Other than that, the village is surrounded by fields and some low hills.
You know, with no library or like regular record type places, the church is a reasonable spot to maybe have some of that stuff. Maybe we should send Oren off with Sylvia.
Sylvia.
Yeah. And that's a library use type thing.
Guess it's up to him.
Well, he's actually looks like he's having computer problem right now.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, it's not up to him.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I'm sure Mr. Weston is happy to go with Sylvia.
There we go.
Yeah.
They seem to be getting along pretty well. So
they do.
Kimberly would probably spend some time just talking to locals, trying to figure out what the opinion of the Baron is. So would it be feasible for someone to wander up and get access to the library? Or is that a terrible idea because he's likely to lock you in his torture dungeon?
Okay, well, let's follow the everyone except Mr. Weston and Ms. MacArthur as you head out into the village and the surrounding countryside. There are some locals just kind of wandering around the village who appear to be engaged in their various daily tasks, and there are some people working out in the fields. You just rock up to someone and say hello. Is that the...
Yes.
They shake their heads. No English.
Quick, Oren, the book.
Someone has to speak English around here. Come on. This is a...
Well, the innkeeper did. I can try my German phrase of, good day, good morning.
Sure, you can use the phrase book to get at least that much out, and they will kind of nod politely, not particularly friendly, but kind of politely. And guten Morgen.
So, I take it this is not with me there. This
nope.
is just there.
Perhaps we can ask them if there's anyone who speaks English. Do you speak English? Is there anyone who speaks English? Maybe we can pick up a guide after all.
Oh, yeah. I'll find in the phrase book. Do you speak English? Or does someone speak English?
No. Drobny.
Yeah. That's the innkeeper. Thank you. Good day.
They go back about their business. They wander around town for a little while. Kind of any interaction that you have with the villagers is along those same lines. Eventually kind of make your way out into the fields. It's actually quite a lovely area. The wheat fields swaying in the breeze. And at one point, as you're kind of cresting the hill of a field, you can see down in a small valley, a little copse of trees. And indeed, there is what you can only describe as a gypsy wagon parked down there. And some bright banners flying from it. And looks like there's a little camp set up.
Hey, look, guys, it's a new van.
That's right. So let's just say it's a local punk scene.
Yeah. Clearly, we have found our people.
I wonder if they speak English.
Only one way to find out.
Sure.
If nothing else, we can get some good pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go say hello.
Okay. So you make your way towards the gypsy camp. Let's cut to Miss MacArthur and Mr. Weston. Yep. Do you walk to the church? It's clearly very old and has not been particularly cared for. The stone of the church is very weathered. There is a cemetery, you know, kind of around the side of the church, but it's very, very overgrown with weeds. You can hardly kind of see the tombstones for all the weeds. And there's a big, heavy wooden door, very worn and closed.
Well, check the door. Is it locked or?
It certainly seems to be barred from the inside.
Knock on the door?
Knock. And then a moment later, you can hear the sound of wood scraping from inside. And the door creaks open. And there is a very slight, very old man wearing a priest's robes. Hello?
Strangers. Do you speak German or English?
Yes, I speak both English and German.
Fantastic.
You are here for Mass?
We came here to talk, but I will participate in Mass if you are having it.
Mass this evening, we will hold Mass this evening, yes. Yes, yes. I'm always happy to see new faces.
But can we talk to you?
Yes, of course. Please, come in.
Well, my name's Sylvia MacArthur, and this is my friend. And I'll introduce him. It was Oren Weston.
What is the priest's name? I don't know what the priest doesn't have a name. He gives some name. I have no idea what the name of a Romanian priest should be. And yes, the priest is speaking English. It has been a while since I have talked with any outsiders other than John, of course. He came by the first day he was here, but what would you like to talk about? We have a lovely little village.
That's a marvelous little village, beautiful. I was just wondering about the history of the village, you know, and the history of particularly the history of the barony itself, the baron, and his family.
Psychology roll.
Okay. No, that's a fail.
Okay. The villagers do not like to talk about the Baron. He is not a nice man. The villagers believe him to be a vampire. It's ridiculous, of course, but
Interesting. Still believing in vampires at this in this day and age?
Yes. Well, it is a simple village. Things have not changed here for many, many years.
Such a fine old, cathedral, sis. Do you have records?
Yes, of course. We have many records. What, I have many stories, too. What would you like to know?
Well, what stories do you have hand down? I mean, you say they think he's a vampire. Why do they think that? I mean...
Yeah, the villagers think many things. I'm sure many villagers who live in the shadow of an ancient castle believe the residents to be vampires, but to be certain, there have been a number of attacks over the years that you could say were caused by vampires if you believed in such things.
I mean, what do you believe? I mean, what do you know about the history of his family?
The castle was built hundreds of years ago, abandoned and rebuilt a few times, but I do not know much about the current Baron. He is not seen very often. He never comes to Mass.
Yes. What happened with the revolt? Would you have records about that? When the Baron was the Baron in, I think it was 1628, was killed by the peasants and monk?
Yes. The priest at the time, Jan Sabicek. He left a testament as to what happened. It is somewhere in our vaults.
Any chance we could get a look at that?
I'm sure we can find it. It is in the catacombs. Come. We can look for it together.
Yep. Go with him.
And he will lead you kind of through the cathedral into a side door to a staircase leading down. He takes a kind of clicks on a light. There are some very thin electric light bulbs. Clearly, fairly recent additions. And he leads you down into a little warren of catacombs below the church. There's a number of passageways, and he takes a right and left and into a fairly large room. It's very damp. The air is very close. There are shelves with a number of books and scrolls, and they all look very old. And he starts kind of rummaging through them.
I know a bit of German. Can I help? I mean, to look through the books?
Sure. Make me a library use roll.
Okay. That should be a success. I'll just double check that. Yeah, oh, that's a normal success.
Okay. So with the help of the priest, he eventually kind of locates some particular records regarding what happened. You are able to find a number of entries, and I'll give this to you, and then I think this is probably going to be a good place to end it as the others head down to meet some gypsies. So you learned from the records that in 1545, the church, this church, requested of Rome a formal investigation of the baron, believing that he was unjustly imprisoning and torturing villagers. Sorry, not Rome. This is a Eastern Orthodox church, so from Russia. In 1546, the Baron Hauptmann the Seventh was excommunicated. There are a number of reports. There are reports of an outbreak of what is called vampirism from 1546 to 1552. There's a report from 1628 that the Baron Hauptmann at the time had abducted a peasant girl from the village and held her captive for several days, after which her mangled and largely bloodless body was found outside the walls of the castle. Would you make a mythos roll, please?
I don't have a mythos skill.
Okay, never mind. The priest hands you a tube that is sealed with wax. And the wax has a strange symbol that you don't recognize on it. And he breaks the seal open and pulls out a parchment and hands it to you. And that's true. Oren can make a mythos roll, perhaps next week. And he hands you this handout, which I think is, which is pretty long, so I think we'll wait to read this next week. And we'll cut it there for the moment.
Awesome.
So
sounds good.
Cool.
Ms. MacArthur and Mr. Weston have some reading to do, and the others are visiting gypsies.
Yeah.
Yeah. What year was that woman kidnapped? You said. I'm sorry, I missed that as I was doing the notes.
I just closed it. 16 something.
16 something. Okay, that's close enough.
1628.
Yeah, which is around the time that they.
Oh, good point. That's what maybe caused them to go get him.
Yeah.
That's the uprising. Yep.
Yep, that's the uprising. Yeah, 1628. Mm-hmm. Cool. Interesting. Lots of information.
And one more piece of information before we hang up. One more report in the records of interest from 1886 that a Count Spengalis, Spenglai, S-P-A-N-G-L-A-I-S, from Hungary was on an extended visit to the Baron, but disappeared.
Mm. What year was that?
1886. And with that, I think we will call it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Cool. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Have a good
Thank you. Clearly, this isn't going to end badly.
Hey, look, you don't have... You've got a more rational MacArthur with you.
Oh, dear. That might actually mean that she's competent, so...
It's just that if it comes to fighting, well, she's not going to be much use.
To be fair, there hasn't been very much of that, so it's okay.
Well, let's see. Rory burnt a body and started a big fire, and then Rory burnt another monster.
Well, yeah, but there hasn't been much actual fighting going on.
That's true.
It's just the investigators right. destroying cities and
right, yeah,
burning stuff people. Happened, yeah, cool. Have a good day, guys. Have a good week.
All right,
see you.
Take care.
See you.
Bye.
Jim.
Yeah.
When's that Monday game on? What time?
6 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, cool. I will check out what time, but that'll be Tuesday for me.
I'll let you figure that out yourself.
I'll do that.
I think it should be around like 10:30, 11:30, something like that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds. Sounds about right.
But 6 p.m. Pacific daylight.
Cool. Not a problem.
Take care. Bye.
Okay.